Former senior advisor David Axelrod, campaign strategist David Plouffe, and speechwriter Jon Favreau assisted and advised Obama, crafting his campaign as he rose from freshman senator to presidential candidate and beyond. Axelrod said the leap from being Obama's friend and colleague to senior advisor to the president was a great one.
We'd been through a lot together. And there's no doubt that things change when you walk in that building, when you walk in the White House. Suddenly he's not Barack anymore. Now he's Mr. President. You feel the weight of the place. But the relationship that I had with him went back a very long way, and that helped facilitate, you know, a very productive dialogue in the White House.
Favreau recalls back in the early days of chasing the Democratic nomination, Team Obama was more about hope. That change came later.
September of 2007, we were about 20 points down in the national polls, and I can still remember a headline in the New York Post that our press secretary, Bill Burton, hung in his office and said, "Hillary ready for her coronation." At that point, most of the country, most of the pundits thought that, you know, Obama had no chance. But, you know, thanks to Axelrod and Plouffe, you know, those guys all along knew that there was real enthusiasm in Iowa, and they saw the numbers, and they knew that there were young people on the ground, organizers who were working their butts off. And so, you know, from the top levels of the campaign, there was a real good sense that we could come out on top.
Plouffe, his days as campaign manager behind him, still offers insight when called upon.
I'm retired from politics as a profession. I'll always be very interested in it, and I'll always give advice. Obviously, you know, we still, David, John, and I still help the president in the White House when we get asked to from the outside. But, you know, I'm not going to be out there running anybody's campaign in 2016 or 2020. There's plenty of people coming up behind us who are capable of doing that. So I think sometimes, you know, you can hold on. And, you know, what we had a special moment where, you know, we had a great candidate. We had a great group of people. We had great volunteers throughout the country. And, you know, I'm conscious enough to realize that was a really unique thing. And, you know, if I tried to just go out there and work for somebody I didn't believe as much in, you know, A, I wouldn't do a great job. And B, that's not, you know, doing a great service to that person. So, you know, what do old campaign managers do? They, you know, they probably observe and, you know, they offer advice for what it's worth. But, you know, I certainly won't be looking for my next Barack Obama because it only comes around once in your lifetime.
I asked Axelrod to look into his political crystal ball to the 2016 presidential election.
I don't believe that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton will ever run against each other. I don't think that's going to happen. They've known each other for a long time. They're friends. They take up in some ways some of the same space. I don't see that. And I'd say right now that Hillary is in the driver's seat relative to the nomination in 2016 by dint of a variety of things, not the least of which has been her 4 years as Secretary of State, which really added to her already impressive resume. And I think there's a lot of impetus behind the election of a woman as President of the United States. So for a variety of reasons, I think she's in the driver's seat, and everyone else who's making their plans will be waiting to see what she decides to do.
Favreau emphasizes nothing is written in stone when it comes to Washington politics.
You know, there's plenty of speculation. That's the fun parlor game to play in Washington. But I have learned, as former staffer to someone who no one really considered a contender back at probably at this time in 2008, that you never know what's going to happen. And you can never predict because the political situation changes extremely rapidly, especially today. And, you know, back in 2005, 2006, even most of us didn't think that Obama would run. So you just never know what might happen.
The UAlbany event marked the first speaking engagement where all three, Axelrod, Plouffe, and Favreau, appeared on stage together. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.